13 to 37.
马可福音九章三十到三十七节。
Mark 9:30 to 37.
好，我们大家一起来诵读。
Let's、
大家请。
Read.
他们离开那地方，经过加利利，耶稣不愿以人知道，于是教训门徒说：“人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他。被杀以后，过三天他要复活。”门徒却不明白这话，又不敢问他。他们来到加百农，耶稣在屋里问门徒说：“你们在路上议论的是什么？”门徒不作声，因为他们在路上彼此争论谁为大。耶稣坐下，叫十二个门徒来说：“若有人愿意做首先的，他必做众人末后的，做众人的用人。”于是领过一个小孩子来，叫他站在门徒中间，又抱起他来，对他们说：“凡为我名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我；凡接待我的，不是接待我，乃是接待那差我来的。”下面请允许我介绍今天的讲员。
Please allow me introduce our speaker today.
一年前，有一个公司宣布接受前往火星的单程旅游申请。
A year ago, when a company announced for application to one-way trip to the planet Mars.
我们的讲员曾想过要申请。
Our speaker today wanted to apply.
注意，这是前往火星的单程旅行，并没有回程。
It's a one-way ticket to Mars and there is no return trip.
不管申请成功与否，2026年是出发的日子。
Whether it's going to succeed or not,2026 is the date to look forward to.
不过我们的讲员年龄不小了，受不了可能要六到八个月的飞行。
However, our speaker is too old for the travel, which may take 6 or 8 months.
还有可能他届时也不在世上了。
And may not be here anymore.
感谢主。
Praise God.
借着相信基督的代赎工作，借着基督
through faith in the person and work, atonement and justification.
讲员有一个更好的到天堂的旅游。
The speaker has a better one-way trip to the heaven through Christ.
靠着基督对他的恩典。
For the grace shown to him.
让我们欢迎今天的讲员于明利牧师和翻译林长老。
Let's welcome our speaker, Reverend Yam, and interpreter, Elder Lin.
Allow me to share a joke with you this morning.
先容许我跟大家分享一个幽默的故事。
This is one of my favorite jokes of all time.
也是我个人最喜欢的一个幽默的故事。
I read this many years ago.
我很多年前读到这个故事。
There was a time when there was an invitation for three nationalities.
For
three nationalities. 三个国家人。
有一个邀请可以做三个国家的国民。
These three nationalities will be sent to space for one long year.
也就是说有三种的人呢，他们可以被送到这个太空里面一年的时间。
Finally, they accepted three kinds of people.
结果呢，他们就接纳了三个人，三种人。
Now remember, this is a cultural joke, so don't get offended if it talks about here.
Okay. 当然呢，这个是一个幽默的故事，可能会跟你的种族有关系。希望你听了的之后呢，不会生气啊。
So, American, a Russian, and the third one, right? A Chinese.
Okay. 当然，第一个是美国人，第二个是苏联人，第三个是中国人。
So the condition was very simple.
他们的条件非常的简单。
They were going to spend a year in space.
他们就是有一年的时间在太空。
And they'll have a year's supply of anything they like at all.
然后呢会供应他们一年他们所需要或者他们想要的东西。
The Americans said, I want hamburgers.
当然美国人说我要汉堡。
All year long, hamburger for me.
也就是说一年里面都是吃汉堡。
The Russians said, I'd like vodka.
当然苏联人说我要 vodka, 就是酒。
And do you know the Chinese, what did he want?
中国人要什么呢?
Said cigarettes.
香烟。
So they were sent off to outer space.
所以呢，他们就被送到这个太空里面。
After 1 year, the rocket came back. The spaceship came back.
一年之后，果然这个这个太空船回来了。
And there were hundreds of people welcoming, waiting there to welcome them back.
有很多人在那边在欢迎他们。
The first person to come out of the door was an American.
第一个出来的是美国人。
The people clapped their hands.
大家都鼓掌。
But the American was so obese, overweight.
但这个美国人呢，一年之后已经太胖了。
Can you imagine 1 year of hamburgers?
你可以想象吗？一年都吃这个汉堡。
When he came out, he rolled down the stairs. He died because of too much oil in his body.
他一踏出这个太空船的时候，不慎跌倒就死掉了。
The next person to come out was the Russian.
第二个出来的。是这个苏联人。
Everybody clapped their hands because he was alive.
大家也鼓掌，因为他也是活着回来。
But when he came out, he was like me, very skinny.
但是他出来的时候就像我一样，非常的瘦。
It seemed that his liver was burned.
看起来可能他的肝都被烧坏了。
And he came out and he rolled down the stairs and he died.
他呢，同样呢，也就从这个楼梯跌下来，他也死了。
Can you imagine drinking alcohol for 1 long year?
你可以想象一年里面都是喝酒。
The last one,
最后一位
Chinese,
中国人，他出来了。
When he came out, people clapped their hands.
当然，大家也都鼓掌。
He was like me too, very, very skinny.
他也像我一样，也是同样的瘦。
He was shaking all over.
并且他全身在发抖。
And people thought that he was going to die too.
有人呢认为他可能也会死。
Can you imagine that smoking for 1 whole year?
你可以想象吗？整年就是抽烟。
But when he came out,
但他出来的时候
he was holding a cigarette still. Wow.
他还是手上有一支烟。
And he shouted, "A matchstick, a matchstick!"
他就喊着说，给我一个火柴，给我一支火柴。
For 1 year, he wasn't able to enjoy his cigarette.
所以在一年里面，他都没有办法抽烟，没有火柴。
So he survived.
也因为这样，所以他就存活了。
So the Chinese is the wisest of all.
原则上，中国人还是最聪明的。
He survived.
他也生存了。
And now today, the reason why I chose to introduce myself, planning to go to planet Mars.
今天早上为什么我让我们的同学介绍我是那位想去太空、去火星的人呢？
That's once in a lifetime experience.
因为那只是一生里面只能够有的唯一一次的机会。
But yet, on the other hand, I'm maybe in my own selfish way, I'm trying to find significance.Recognition in my life.
那从另外一个角度来说，是不是为了我自己我想要找一个方式，让人可以认识我，可以肯定我。
So today we're going to go through Mark chapter 9 and find out what it means to be someone who is significant.
今天我们所读的这段经文在马可福音第九章里面，我们来想一下是怎么样才可以成为。一个可以被人认可的一个人。
And when we go through this passage, I hope that we will understand better what Jesus meant when he said, "If anyone wants to be a great person."
从这段经文里面，希望我们探讨的当中，我们可以发现到底耶稣说做一个伟大的人到底是怎么一回事。
Now I grew up in the 70s.
我是在南方。我是在70年代长大的。
And now if A person like me in the 70s who was a student and his photo is published in the newspaper.
所以作为一个七十年代的人，如果我的照片被刊登出来的话
，No, our parents will be accelerated.
那个时候哇，我想我们的父母会非常的激动。
Can you imagine that my son is in the newspaper?
我的儿子他的这个照片在报纸上。
My son is famous.
他很出名。
My son is a valedictorian, for example.
或者说他是全班第一名。
But today, in a social media age,
但今天我们在这个所谓社会关怀的关注的这个情况下
，It doesn't matter anymore whether you're in Facebook or not.
所以你到底有在脸书里面还是没有，这不太重要。
If you look at the Facebook accounts of parents.
今天如果你看到在脸书里面，如果做父母
的，It's so ordinary for parents to post pictures of their children.
所以父母呢，如果把他们的孩子的照片贴在这个脸书里面，好像太正常了。
Photos of recognition of their children. Wow, my son, look at his grade, all A, all 100%.
或者说他们把这个他们孩子的成绩单都是非常好的贴在那边。
Oh, my son is first honor in the class.
我的孩子在他班里面是第一名。
For us today, having your photos on Facebook doesn't mean anything anymore.
今天呢，在脸书里面看到你自己的照片也没什么太大惊小怪的事了。
Because everybody's doing that.
因为大家都这样做。
So what does it mean to be insignificant today?
反而今天我们要想，如果我们作为一个没有人认可的人，又怎么样呢？
When people find happiness in self-fulfillment and having self-gratification.
人可以因着自己好像已经得到这个满足我们就会很喜乐，很高兴吗？
There is so much things that we do today that show that we want to be recognized.
今天很多时候我们所做的事情其实是表示说我们喜欢被人认可。
Earlier we just heard the passage being read to us.
刚才我们读了马可福音九章这一段的经文。
Before I go to the main idea of the passage, allow me to invite you with you how I observe.The passage.
我们还没有把它的中心思想讲出来的时候，我要邀请大家跟我来看一看我所看到的或者我观察的一些事情。
As we go through these observations, we can understand better what Jesus meant by being greatest or being great in the kingdom of God.
做的这些观察，我们可以更加了解耶稣认为说一个伟大的人到底是怎么样的。
First of all, let's look about what Jesus meant about his suffering.
第一，我们看到耶稣他对他的这个受苦，他怎么样看待
？You know, three disciples were privileged to see Jesus in His glory.
有三个门徒很有这个福分，可以看到耶稣变相。
In the earlier part of Mark chapter 9,
所以在马可福音第九章的开头的时候
，The Lord brought Peter, James, and John to a mountain and to see Him in His glory.
耶稣呢就带了彼得、约翰还有雅各，他们能够在这个山上看到他的那个荣耀的真相。
And they saw him.
他们看到他。
They saw him in his glory.
看到他在他的荣耀里。
So that when they saw that, they couldn't imagine what they were in and where they were.
所以甚至于他们很惊讶，不知道他们怎么样。应该有什么样的一个感受
？Look at verse 6 of chapter 9.
我们看第九章的第六节。
How did they respond to this glorious sight?
他们怎么样回应这么荣耀的一个场景呢
？Speaking of Peter, Mark says, "For he did not know what to say, for they were terrified."
这边讲到彼得，他不知道该说什么，因为他很害怕。
So when Jesus talked about his death and suffering,
所以当耶稣谈到他的受难和他的受死的时候
，they assumed that they know what he meant.
耶稣假设他们能够明白。
But in the end, they really did not understand what Jesus meant.
或者说这些门徒到最后其实他们不明白耶稣的意思是什么。
Because if you go to verse 32 of chapter 9.
因为三十二节告诉我们
，After hearing all these things, Mark said, the Bible said, but they did not understand the saying and were afraid to ask him.
所以当耶稣跟他们讲到他自己的受害受死的时候，三十二节说他们不明白这话，也不敢问他。
In other words, the Lord was talking about his suffering, but in their minds, they were still thinking of, you know, having someone or being someone in God's kingdom.
当耶稣在说他要受死受难的时候，而门徒还在想他们在神的国度里要成为一个什么伟人。
The Lord talked about his death, his betrayal, and his mission.
主呢也讲到他的死，也讲到他的这个目的。
But the disciples were thinking of sitting beside him, of having grandeur in their life.
但是门徒所想的、想要的，就是要坐在耶稣的左右边，或者说分享他的荣耀。
They were thinking about what would it mean for them to sit beside the Lord.
啊，他们可能不明白，如果要坐在主的左右边，到底是包含什么。
So that's the first thing that we observe.
啊，这是我们第一个可以观察的。
What did Jesus really mean when he said and talked about his suffering and his mission in this world?
啊，当耶稣讲到他的受死受难，他在这世上的这个目标的时候，到底他的意思是什么？意义是什么？
The place Capernaum or Capernaum is a very significant place here.
啊，第二方面，我们看到，这事发生的时候是在加百农，是一个非常重要的地点。
In verse 33 of chapter 9, they came to Capernaum.
所以这边第九章，我们看到他们来到加百农。
And when he was in the house,
这边说他们在屋里的时候。
If you look at this passage carefully, it was not any house that they went into.
我们如果细细的观察，他们不是在随便一个人的家里。
In fact, the house that Mark mentions here is only mentioned once in the New Testament.
而马可在这边所提到的这个家或者这个屋子，只提过一次。
Now we know that Capernaum is a fishing village.
我们知道加百农也是一个以渔业为主的一个地方。
And if you go to Mark and if you go to Matthew, actually this was a place where Jesus grew up.
我们也可以说，这个也是耶稣，如果按照马可、马太的这个描述呢，也是耶稣长大的地方。
Some scholars think that the house that Mark's mentioned here is the house of Peter.
有人认为，这个加百农这个屋子是彼得的家。
So in other words, then, the Lord was very familiar with this house.
换句话说，耶稣对这个房子、对这个屋子非常的熟悉。
He was familiar with the family of Peter.
他跟彼得的家庭也是非常熟悉的。
In fact, Capernaum was a place when he started, you know, to preach and to bring the gospel.
并且耶稣也是在加百农开始来传讲福音的。
But why is this very significant then?
为什么这个地方很有重要呢？
Because if you look at the way that Jesus taught them,
当我们看到耶稣教导他们的方式，
this was something significant in a way that when Jesus asked them to sit down and talk with them, it was a time.To lecture to them, it was a time to teach them.
我们看到耶稣特别说，跟他们坐下来，然后跟他们谈话，是一个要教导他们的时候。
So for Peter to sit with the Lord, it was something that was very significant.
所以让彼得还有其他门徒可以跟主坐在一起，是一件非常有意义的事。
For Peter and his disciples to be there and sitting before the Lord, that was a good way for them to learn from him.
他们能够跟主坐在一起，是门徒可以向主学习的好的机会。
But I find it significant because of the way that Mark states this.
但是我觉得很有意义的是马可他如何来描述这件事情。
Look at verse 35, and he sat down and called the 12.
35节说耶稣坐下叫十二个使徒来。
It was not similar to preaching and teaching outside with hundreds and thousands of people.
这跟耶稣在外面向众人几千人或几百人这样来宣讲不一样。
But in Capernaum, in the house of Peter, the second home of Jesus, he taught them.
但是在加百农，在耶稣所谓的第二个家里面，耶稣教导他们。
The third observation that we made.
第三个观察我们可以看到的。
Discussing among themselves.
也就是门徒在他们自己中间，他们议论的事情。
So while in the house, he said, "What were you discussing?" Along the way,
所以在到家里的时候，耶稣就问他们说：“你们在路上彼此议论什么呢？”
Now the word "discuss" here, if you look at the other occurrences in Mark, means that they were talking among themselves, and the discussion was not meant to be heard.
如果我们再看马可福音其他的论这个描述的话，这边讲到议论呢，就是他们在讲自己的事情，但是呢，不是要给人家听见或者知道的。
So along the way, they were arguing among themselves.
所以在这个路上他们彼此有争论。
And they were arguing in a way that they didn't think that the Lord would hear them. They didn't think, yeah.
他们争论的时候，他们以为主不会听到。
They thought that Jesus was out of brains.
也许他们认为说耶稣听不见。
But when they came to this house, Jesus, the first question that Jesus asked them, What were you discussing along the way?
但是当他们来到家里的时候，耶稣问他们的第一个问题，也就是说，你们在路上到底在议论什么呢？
Even though Jesus did not hear them talking about these things.
就假设耶稣没有听到他们在谈这件事情。
But we know that the Lord is omniscient.
但是我们知道我们的主是全知的。
So in other words, even though the Lord did not hear anything about the discussion, but in the end, he knew what they were talking about.
就算主没有听见他们在议论的事情，但是主在他全知里面知道他们在谈什么。
And this is very important.
这个也是很重要。
Because we recognize Jesus not only as a servant.
因为我们知道耶稣不单单是一个这个服侍的人。
But he is the Christ himself.
他就是基督自己。
He's the Lord himself.
他就是主。
And he knew anything and everything that was going along around with the disciples.
所以他知道。在这个路上所发生的每一件事情。
That's the reason why he asked them this question.
这也是为什么耶稣能够问他们这个问题。
Even if they thought in their heart and discussed something in their hearts, but the Lord knows their hearts.
虽然他们以为说在他们之间自己心中所议论的，主没有听见，但是主还是知道。
The fourth observation that he can make.
第四个观察。
Is that it was a very embarrassing.Situation.
这是一个非常尴尬的一个场景。
When the Lord asked them this question, how did they answer him?
所以当主问他们的时候，他们怎么回答呢？
Look at this. But they kept silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest.
他们就默默不作声，因为他们在路上彼此议论谁最大。
Can you imagine? That was so embarrassing.
你可以想象，这应该是非常尴尬。
The Lord was talking about his death and suffering.
我们的主在讲到他的受死跟受难。
On the other hand, the disciples were talking about being great.
但是门徒他们却在议论谁是最大的。
In fact, later on in Mark chapter 10, James and John came to Jesus and asked that they sit beside him in the kingdom.
并且在第十章的时候，我们就看到雅各、约翰，他们就要求耶稣以后让他们坐在他的左右边。
Even after this episode, they never understood what Jesus really meant.
所以就算九章耶稣已经提示他们的，但是他们到第十章还是没有理会。
Because in the next chapter, James and John said, "Can we sit at your right hand, and can we sit at your left hand?"
因为在第十章，雅各跟约翰他们还在问耶稣，我们可以坐在你的左右边吗
？So when the rest of the disciples heard this, they were indignant at them.
所以其他的门徒听到这个要求的时候，其他门徒都非常的不高兴。
Can you imagine what they were arguing along the way?
所以你可以想象他们在路上议论什么呢
？But we know that these disciples were good at argument.
但是我们知道这些门徒他们很会争论
and they were good at arguing too.
他们很会争论
If you go back a few verses in chapter 9,
在第九章的前面几节
you see the same word occurring at that point of at that verse and at certain verse.
我们就看到同样的事情发生
Look at chapter 9 verse 14.
我们看第九章的十四节
When they came means the three disciples and the Lord.When they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd around them and scribes arguing with them.
他们来到他们当中，就从山上下来的时候，见一大群的人围着门徒，又有些律法师正和他们争论。
I think it's a deep-seated nature of us to argue.
也许我们人的本性呢，就是喜欢争论。
If you don't agree with someone, argue with him.
如果你不同意人家的看法，你就跟他争论。
So the disciples, as they were going along the way, they were arguing among themselves.
所以在路上，门徒也就自己彼此在争论。
They didn't understand what Jesus meant.
他们不明白耶稣所说的话的意思。
I'm sure that they were arguing among themselves who would be the first among them.
而他们争论的是在他们当中谁做第一。
Who would be the greatest among themselves?
在他们当中谁是最大的。
They never understood what it meant.To be a great person in God's kingdom.
他们从来不明白在神的国度里要伟大是一件什么事情。
Probably Peter was saying, "No, I should be the greatest because I'm the closest to the Lord."
也许彼得会说，我是跟主最接近的，所以我应该是最大的。
James and John would say, "No, that's impossible."
约翰跟雅各会说，不可能。
We are brothers. You have two votes already.
我们是兄弟，我们就有两票了。
You only have one vote, but we have two votes for ourselves.
彼得，你只有一票，我们兄弟就有两票。
And Judas said no. That's impossible for you to be the greatest.
犹大说：“你们不可能是最大的。”
I hold the money.
我是管钱的。
I can buy votes.
我可以去买票。
There are 11 disciples, right? If I give each one of them 10 gold coins, then I can be voted as one of the greatest among yourselves.
所以我就用这个钱去贿赂其他的门徒呢，他都会选我是最大的。
Dear brothers and sisters, I'm not saying that they discussed these things, but I'm just assuming that they were.Arguing among themselves, who should lead the 12?
当然上面的一些场景是我的想象，但是圣经告诉我们，他确实是在议论。
Martin Luther said they never understood what it meant for what they meant, but what Jesus meant.
所以马丁路德也说，这个门徒他们不明白耶稣话语的意思。
They only understood the theology of the of glory.
他们也不明白到底这个。
They only understood the theology of glory.
They understood.
Yeah, they understood.
他们明白这个所谓荣耀的神学。
But they never understood the theology of the cross.
但是他们不明白十字架的这个神学。
What does it mean not to be significant in God's kingdom?
所以在神的国度里，你是一个不足为道的。
What does it mean to be not recognized in God's kingdom?
或者说，在神的国度里，好像没有人肯定你。
Oh, I just read a news account last March, 2015.
三月份我有在报上读到这样的一个报道。
There's a prosperity pastor in the U.S.
所以在美国有一个传讲这个复利神学的牧师。
Prosperity preacher.
他是传讲这个复利神学的。
It's ironic. His name is very ironic.
他的名字蛮有意思的。
Because his last name is Dollar.
因为他的这个姓呢就是美元 ，Dollar. Okay.
One day he asked his congregation.
有一天他就问他的这个他的这个羊群啊。
He wanted his congregation to donate $60 million for a jet plane.
他呢就要求他的这个信徒呢。要奉献$60 million，要买一个粪射机。
He wants to preach the gospel flying on a personal jet plane.
他说我应该要有自己的私家的这个粪射机，
this、
可以到处传福音。
By the name of Creflo Dollar.
所以他这是他的名字。
Creflo Dollar.
Creflo Dollar.
He says he wants to buy a $65 million jet plane.
所以他要买一部。6500万的粪射机。
He already has an old jet plane.
其实他已经有一部旧的飞机。
And it's already old, so he wants to throw it away and buy a new one.
所以他想要换一部新的，一架新的飞机。
So he can fly comfortably to preach the gospel of Christ.
好让他可以很舒服的飞到各处去传福音。
I'm not saying that you know I can ride on a jet plane all the time.
我想我不可能每一次也都舒舒服服的坐在这样的大的飞机里面。
But $60 million is a large amount of money.
那对我来说呢，6500万美元那是相当庞大的数目。
If you convert that to peso, that's about 2.7 billion pesos.
再把它转成飞币呢，更是天文数字了。
27亿。So, wow, I mean that's a lot of money.
这个呢，在我们菲律宾呢是很大。很可观的一笔钱。
If you have 2.7 billion pesos, we can rebuild BSOP and make it 10 times larger.
如果你有2亿的菲币呢，我想我们可以把这个校园又再重建一次。
You don't have to ride jeepneys anymore. We can buy trains for you.
或者我们你不用再搭这个 jeepney 车，我们可以为你们预备这个火车。
All everything in our seminar will be very comfortable.
在我们这个神学院里面，哇，一定非常的舒服。
Because that's 2.7 billion pesos.
但这个呢是2.7亿的菲币。
What did Jesus mean when he said I was going to suffer?
耶稣说我要受难，到底是什么意义呢？
Because in the Lord's mind, the greatest person is a servant of all.
在主的概念的当中，那最大的也就是众人的仆役。
He's talking about being great in the kingdom.
在耶稣的在神的国度里要伟大。
But a great person is not one who enjoys prosperity.
但是这个做伟大的人不是说他就享用这些富裕的东西。
But he is a servant of all.
他乃是大家的仆役。
Now, let's make it clear that Jesus is not against being a great person.
我相信这边耶稣并不是反对一个人成为一个伟大的人。
I'm sure that Jesus wants us to be great in His kingdom.
我想耶稣也愿意我们在他的国度里可以作为一个伟大的人。
But the way we think of how a great person should be is totally different from the way the Lord thinks.
但是我们对所谓伟大的这个概念跟主的概念是相反的。
And that's the reason why the Lord has to change their minds.
所以主这边呢，主就需要改变他们的思想。
The Lord has to correct their way of thinking.
主要改变他们的思维。
And how did he do that?
主怎么样改变他们呢？
He took a child before them.
耶稣就抱起一个小孩子。
Now this is really interesting.
这个非常的有趣。
Because for me personally, a child is not cute at all.
对我来说呢，每个小孩子其实并不可爱。
If you're a parent, your children are not cute.
对父母来说，你自己的孩子大概不是那么可爱。
Maybe if you see other people's children, they are cute.
可能你看别人的孩子总是比较
可爱。Oh, you can pinch their, you know, cheeks and say, "Wow, how cute you are!"
你可以抓抓他的脸，说，哇，你好可爱。
But the parent of the child won't consider the child to be cute.
但是孩子的父母本身可能不会认为他的孩子是最可爱的。
I know that I have three children.
我知道，因为我有三个孩子。
They are selfish.
他们也自私。
They're rebellious.
他们也会背叛。
They talk back.
他们也会反驳你。
They don't listen to their parents.
他们不愿意顺服你。
They want something. They shout at their parents. They throw tantrums.
有时候他们对在父母面前也敢大声叫叫。
Now why would Jesus bring a child before them?
但是为什么耶稣会带一个或者抱起一个小孩子呢？
It took me a long time to think this through.
我就思想了非常久。
Because children are not really good at all.
原则上，其实孩子并不我们想象的那么好。
They're worst.
可能也有很坏蛋的。
My children are the worst, actually.
可能我的孩子是最坏的孩子。
They're not very good, actually.
他们事实上不是最好的孩子。
And they're not cute at all.
他们不是很可爱的。
I'm telling the truth as a parent.
作为他们的父母，我是在很真实的、很诚实的告诉你。
Maybe other people's children are cute, but not mine.
可能别人的孩子很可爱，我的孩子并不可爱。
So I thought about this.
我就这样思想。
Why would Jesus set a child before them?
为什么耶稣在他们面前要抱起一个小孩？
We don't even know the age of the child.
我们不知道这个孩子几岁。
We don't even know the sex of the child.
我们也不知道他是男孩还是女孩。
But the child before them is meant to show the servanthood of Christ.
但是耶稣抱起这个小孩，就是要向他们展示一个仆人的形象。
I went through a few commentaries and I couldn't find a satisfactory answer.
我参考了很多的注释书，但是我没有找到我满意的答案。
Finally, someone said.
最后有看到一个人这么说。
He said, "Go back to the LXX."
我们要回到七十四译本。
If you go back to Isaiah 53 verse 2,
我们如果回到以赛亚书五十三章第二节的时候，
our Bibles follow the Masoretic text.
我们的这个圣经是根据 Masoretic 的这个版本。
And the translation is, you know, a tender plant, a tender plant, a young plant.
所以它那边的翻译是一个幼苗。
But if you go to the LXX,
但是我们如果看七十四译本的话，
the Greek translation talks about a report.Of a young child.
在希腊文的这个翻译呢，它是说是一个年幼的孩子。
So in other words, if Isaiah 53 talks about the Lord,
所以如果以赛亚书是谈到我们的主五十三章
，then when Jesus said, "If you accept this child,"
所以耶稣如果说你要接纳这个孩子
，if you receive this child as you, then you're receiving me.
你也就是在接纳我。
In other words, the Lord is talking about Himself.
换句话说，主是在讲到他自己。
That the child will be the Lord, who is the servant of all.
也就是像这样的一个小孩，他就要做主，并且他要做仆人。
Now, if I'm wrong with this observation, please forgive me.
请原谅我。如果你认为我这个观察是错误的。
But I find this the most significant and the best answer to this.
但是我个人认为这个是最有意义的一种的解释。
Because the Lord was talking about Himself as a child.
也就是讲主自己讲到他像一个孩子一样。
And the Lord will be the servant of all.
并且他也是众人的仆人。
You know, what's the problem with being a servant?
有时候我们人为什么认为说做仆人不好呢？
When the Lord talks about the servant here, he's not talking about the slave or the doulos.
这边当主讲到这个仆役的时候，不是我们所说的那个奴隶。
He's talking about a diakonos.
这边他用的词是 diakonos,
the one who serves.
就是一个服侍的。
But that's where the problem comes in.
但是有时候问题就在这里。
Because when the servant serves faithfully, nobody recognizes him.
也就是说，一个仆人他很忠心服侍的时候，反而没有人注意到他。
The brothers and sisters remember that.
弟兄姐妹，我们来记住。
A servant is to serve.
一个仆人就是要服侍的。
And he's only noticed if he is not doing what he's supposed to do.
也就是如果他没有好好来服侍的时候，人家才会注意到他。
Think of that again.
我们再想一下这个论点。
If Jesus said you are a servant of all,
耶稣如果说你是众人的仆人，
then the things that you're doing are your responsibility.
你所做的事情只不过就是你该做的责任。
You are not to be recognized at all.
不要因为说我做的这些事，人家都要肯定我。
However,
但是
if you're not doing what you're supposed to do.
但是你如果没有尽你的本分去做你该做的
，then you'll be noticed.
人家就看出。
That's what the servant is.
仆人就是这样。
Remember what Jesus said once.
耶稣曾经这样说过。
In Luke chapter 17, the disciples came to him and said, "You know, increase our faith."
在路加十七章，门徒对耶稣说。求主增加我们的信心。
But the Lord never answered this question.
但主呢，从来没有回答这个问题。
But he said, you know, if you are a slave,
如果你是一个仆人
，and you're working 12 hours under the sun,
你在太阳下面工作十个小时
，when you come home,
你回来的时候
，are you supposed to wash yourselves first and then prepare your dinner?
或者说你回来的时候，那你就要先自己去洗澡啊，然后为自己准备晚餐呢
？He said no.
耶稣说不是。
When the master sees you,
如果你回来的时候，你看到你的主人
，master said, prepare my dinner first.
主人还是会说，你要为我先准备我的饮食。
So you prepare the dinner of your master.
所以你要先为你的主人来预备晚餐。
After serving him,
然后服侍他。
Then you wash yourselves.
然后你再去做你自己的事。
And you prepare your own meal.
你再去吃你自己的东西。
Now Jesus said something that we should remember.
耶稣说的话我们要记得。
Does the master thank you?
这个主人要向你说谢谢吗
？The master won't.
这个主人不需要跟你说谢谢。
Because you're only doing what you're supposed to do.
因为你作为一个仆人，你只不过就尽你该做的。
And the Lord said, "We are unworthy servants."
我们知道我们是不配的仆人。
We are useless servants.
原则上我们是没有用的仆人。
Because a servant does only what he is told to do.
因为一个仆人。只要做他受吩咐的事情。
If you don't do what you're supposed to do, you'll be noticed.
如果你没有尽你该做的事情，那人家就会注意到。
But there are times when you're recognized, right?
当然也有时候，我们尽我们的本分，人还是会肯定我们。
We should thank God for that. We should thank God for that.
我们也因为这样来感谢神。
Because if you're recognized, then that's a bonus.
如果人看出你的这个忠心，这个原则上。可以说是一个优惠。
There's a Filipino joke that I also like.
我很喜欢一个菲律宾人的一个幽默的故事。
One day a rich couple hired a new helper.
有一天有一对夫妇，他们请了一个新的工人。
And you know, the lady of the house said, "These are your responsibilities."
这个女主人就告诉这个新的工人说，这些是你的责任。
And finally, the lady of the house said, "Breakfast is at 6:30."
最后呢，这个女主人吩咐她，这个早餐呢要在六点半准备好。
The helper answered the lady.
这个新的工人就回答说
，She said, "Mom."
她说，这个主人
，If I'm not awake at 6:30, go ahead with the breakfast.
她就回答说，我六点半还没有起来的时候，你先吃吧。
You're supposed to be the servant. What the lady meant, you are supposed to prepare the breakfast exactly at 6:30.
这个仆人让他误会了主人的意思。主人意思是说，你在六点半就要把这个早餐预备好。
You know, we in the Philippines live very comfortably. We don't know what it means to be a slave or a servant.
在菲律宾一般人因为家里也许有很多佣人呢，所以我们有时候不明白什么是做。
When I was in elementary,
我在小学的时候
，I would observe my classmates. Some of my classmates were very wealthy.
我有很多的同学，他们很有钱，
When they come to school, they have a yaya bringing their bag.
所以他们来到学校呢，还有一个yaya呢帮他们背书包。
They have a yaya bringing their lunch.
还有一个yaya帮他们带他们的午餐。
And when their shoelace is off, there's a yaya to tie their shoelace.
他的这个鞋带松了，还有yaya帮他。
When the wind blows their hair, there's a yaya to comb their hair.
他的这个头发乱了，还有yaya帮他梳一下。
When their buttons are off, there's a yaya to help them with their buttons.
有yaya帮你把这个纽扣扣好。
We in the Philippines do not know what it means to be a servant.
所以在菲律宾很多人，他们不明白或者不知道什么是一个仆人。
Because we live comfortably.
因为我们住的活得很舒服。
We have helpers left and right.
因为我们左右都有佣人。
Even front and backward.
甚至我们说前后都有。
They're all there to help us.
他们都围绕着我们在服侍我们。
So when the Lord said to be a great person and to be a servant, it is so difficult for us.
因此，很多时候我们很难明白什么是仆人。
But we can learn.
但是我们还是可以学习。
We can learn to be a servant.
我们可以学习如何做一个仆人。
We can learn to be serving and serving others.
我们可以学习如何去服侍别人。
Someone said.
有人说。
No, serving others.Actually, is recognizing our own neurotic need. Neurotic need. We have this disease.
如果我们服侍别人的时候，其实是知道我们自己的一个需要。
It's a psychological problem.
这是一个心理问题。
That we need approval and significance.
也就是说，我们很喜欢人认可我们。
I'm going to show you an example of what this means.
我可以给大家举一个例子。
I went home for home church's 80th anniversary.
我这次呢就回到我的母会，他们庆祝八十周年。
Can you imagine that our home church, my home church where I go to, is 80 years old.
成长的这个母会，他们八十岁了。
And according, this might be the fourth oldest Chinese church in the Philippines.
这可以说是菲律宾华人教会当中第四老的教会。
One of our youth pastor was ordained last Sunday.
上个星期天，我们的一个年轻的牧师，或者青年牧师，被安立了。
But you have to understand what I'm talking about here.
但是呢，希望你能够明白我所要说的。
A few months ago, I met a very good pastor, a very good friend pastor from the Visayas.
前几个星期，我碰到在南岛的一个我很好的朋友，他是一个牧师。
And as we were talking, he said, you know, your church will be ordaining your youth minister.
在我们谈话当中呢，他就说，你们教会那个年轻的传道人应该给他案例了。
I said, hey, I know that. I heard that. I even recommended him to be ordained last year.
我就对他说，我听说过，他们要案例他，我也推荐他要被案例。
And he asked me this question, a very personal question.
他就问我一个非常个人化的问题。
He said, why are you not in the ordaining committee?
你为什么不在这个按牧团的里面呢？
He used to serve there.
因为以前你在那边服侍过。
And even discipled that youth minister.
也是你来带领这个年轻的传道人。
If that pastor didn't ask me that question, I would have felt bad. If that friend of mine didn't ask me that question, I wouldn't have felt bad.
You wouldn't have.
Wouldn't, yeah.
Okay.那个人呢，我这个朋友如果没有问我这个问题呢，我就不会有这个不好的感觉。
Immediately, there were mixed feelings within me.
他这一问呢，我心里面就有很复杂的一些思想
said,
感受。
Yes. I was thinking to myself, yes, I should be recognized, right?
可能我对自己说，是啊，怎么他们忘记我了呢？
But if they forgot me, very good.
所以如果他们真的忘记了我。
So, you know, as a sinful human being, that was a struggle for me a few months ago.
同样，我也是一个罪人，我也会有这样的想法。
But last Sunday, I was there and I was joyful for that youth minister.
但是上一周这个礼拜天的时候，在这个典礼的当中，我也在那里 我也为这个被安立的年轻传道感谢主。
Minister of Word and Sacrament. He has been ordained as Minister of the Word and Sacrament.
他被安立，所以他可以传讲主的道，他也可以施圣礼。
And we're serving together.
我们也一起来服事。
Sometimes there's this need to be recognized.
很多时候，可能我们心里面我们也许需要人家多少一点的肯定。
But the Lord said to be great in God's kingdom is to be last.
但是主说要在神的国度里做最大，那要成为最小的。
And to be great in God's kingdom is to be servant of all.
要在主的国度里面做最大的，就是要做众人的仆人。
Finally, someone asked, oh, "Where's the gospel in Mark? It's supposed to be a gospel, right?"
有时候人家会问，马可福音的福音何在呢？
And there's good news actually.
其实有好的消息。
It's found in Mark 10:45.
就在马可福音第十章四十五节。
For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life for a ransom for many.
也就是说，人子本身他来也不是要受人的服侍，反而是要服侍人，并且要舍去自己的生命做多人的赎价。
That's a good news.
这个就是福音。
In my own sinful way, I can never be a servant.
我在我这个所谓有罪人的这个身份上，我不可能做一个仆人。
I will always fail as a servant.
我做一个仆人永远是失败的。
But thank the Lord because the Lord Himself was a servant.
但是我们感谢主，因为主本身就是一个仆人。
He gave His life for me.
他也为我舍命。
Even if I fail,
就算我失败了
，I have a servant.Who gave his life for me?
我有一个仆人为我舍命。
And that's the good news.
这个就是福音。
I can never be a good servant at all.
我靠我自己，我永远不能够成为一个好的仆人。
But there's a Lord who exemplarily gave his life, which I can never do.
但是我有一个主，他用自己作为一个榜样为我舍命，是我做不到的。
And that's already good enough for me.
对我来说，这远远是够了，足够了。
May God bless you.
但愿神赐福给我们当中每一位。
I have invited a group of people, including Mrs. Cole, to sing for us a song before we leave.
今天早上我有请几位的同工，特别为我们来献唱一首的诗歌。